see and hear what will be there just before you want that confidence. It could be your boss's office door, your office telephone, or hearing yourself being introduced before a speech. Whatever it is for you, with that in mind, now step back into the circle and feel those confident feelings again. You're probably already feeling better about that upcoming event. When it arrives, you'll find you've pre-programmed yourself to respond more confidently. You're taking the initiative. You're deciding for yourself how you want to react to the events in your life. In this case, you decided you want more confidence. You took the feelings of confidence you've experienced in the past and you put them in a future situation that might have intimidated you in the past. In NLP, we say you're re-anchoring your feelings. It's a process you can do for as many different future events as you want, with as many different feelings as you want. This brings us to the fifth fundamental principle of NLP. People have all the resources they need. You may think some people are smarter or naturally happier than others. NLP understands resources in a different way. In NLP, an image, a sound, or a feeling is a resource. Our brain endows us with the ability to see inner pictures, whether they begin fuzzy or clear. These pictures can be built up into great motivating visions. Everyone has the ability to hear inner sounds also. For example, we can hear our own voice and the voices of people we've known. An inner voice can keep us confident and on track. It can become an eloquent speaker and motivator to us. If you have ever had a resource in your life, even if it was only for a second, you have it forever. You can spread it throughout your future using the Circle of Excellence technique. Anything anyone can do, you can learn to do. In my experience, people can't help but want and dream and desire. It comes natural to us. It's part of who we are. And it has taken our species from living in caves and huts to beginning to explore the stars. We dream and we want our dreams to be fulfilled. We want to unlock ways to realize our dreams. NLP is the key. Lawrence of Arabia wrote in his memoirs, "All men dream, but not all equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dreams with open eyes to make it possible." Dangerous? When Steve Jobs co-founded Apple Computer, his goal was to change how people worked, thought, and lived. He's succeeded. No less than Henry Ford, who changed people's sense of freedom and independence and created whole new industries. When you want to bring the simplest dream to realization, you are challenging the status quo. You're upsetting the apple cart, that state of mind that says things are quite well enough the way they are, thank you. When you bring something new into the world, you disrupt routines and you shake expectations. You ask yourself and others to be different. So let me make a suggestion. Invite loved ones, family, and coworkers along. If they get to take this journey with you, they are less likely to want it to stop. When everyone has more choices in their lives, they accept more choices and flexibility in others. NLP is the new technology of achievement. It works when you use it, and it will change your life.